In the words of my baby sister, Ren of the Sun, how wealthy can you be if you don't drink your pee? You guys are going to barf when you see this, but...
Oh my God, hang on. All right.
You're waiting, aren't you?
Hang on. All right. Okay, spring it on me.
This is not quite as bad as munging. But still pretty... Well, actually, you know what?
This is pretty bad,
Maybe
man.
It is because we know for a fact that this person actually does this, whereas munging, you could say there's no way that anybody would ever do it, but there was at least one sick, twisted mind out there who had to come up with it.
Well, okay. First of all, what we're going to talk about, when I was in Iraq, soldiers pissed in bottles and left them under their bunks, and it became a problem.
It became a problem.
I literally walk through there, and there's like I walk by this one's rack. There's 36 2-liter bottles of piss. I'm like, bro!
That
is what's wrong with you,
that's
man?
That's 72 liters of piss.
And some of them have been there for a long time, so they were like, there was gassing, and they were like swollen up. They're about to pop. I'm like, you get that f***ing shit.
And you
out.
Got like... You know, drunk soldiers possibly coming in off of like a weekend leave or something.
We're in Iraq. I'm just saying. There's no drinking in Iraq.
Okay, well, allegedly, let's say somebody broke the rules and decided to stumble in there, and then they sit down in their bunk, and then they look up, and they're like, that must be Mountain Dew.
I'm not going to tell you that didn't happen.
Oh!
But I know in one of the barracks... One of those piss bottles did burst and it stunk. It stunk to high heaven, man.
Oh,
unfucking believable.
Oh, it's terrible.
It was terrible.
That is.
I was always walking through there like, you sick bastards! This is disgusting.
Why?
Oh my God.
That's horrifying, dude. It's horrifying. Why would anyone ever do that? Why would anyone ever do that? It's just absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Glug, glug, glug.
It was terrible, man. Terrible.
Sogo in the chat says, damn, this mellow yellow is salty.
Yeah.
But enough about that. Let's drink some piss.
Oh, God. Oh. All right, I'm kidding.
This is the chick. And you can tell that this is someone who clearly has a gender studies major.
Well, look at that hair.
Yep.
Okay, that is not good. That speaks of volumes of unsanitary, poor hygiene and grooming.
Yes, and I'm positive that that's just sweet tea. Three separate giant mason jars full of it in her hands.
Could you please stop this?
Don't die on me, bro.
Read on.
This is the post that goes with it. Fermenting / curing / evolving your urine makes the medicine stronger. Store it in a jar with or without a lid. Plastic lid is great. Paper towel with rubber band is great. Metal is fine as long as it doesn't rust. Keep it anywhere. Now, if she said put it anywhere, she might have a social life. But if you can keep it in the sun, that's preferable. The stem cells will start to accumulate on the bottom. Yum. He's going to puke.
All right, keep going.
It's a white crystalline substance, so I'm sure she knows all about drinking that. Matured Orin, I'm guessing that's a misspell, fat fingers. Matured urine.
Oh my God!
Can be strong to drink at first, so a full body massage is a great way to get it into your bloodstream. In the words of my baby sister, Ren of the Sun, how wealthy can you be if you don't drink your pee? If you're nervous about getting started or have specific questions, follow the link in my bio and book a call with me. Heart emojis. The only contraindication to urine therapy is prescription medications. You will need to wean off of those as you rebalance your blood. # stay golden. # Orin therapy. # urine therapy. # plasma princess. # drink your pee. # got piss. # I'd rather be drinking piss.
All right, now a little history lesson here. Back in the day, and around the intersections of big cities,
moldy locks in the three jars.
They used to have cisterns where people used to piss, and they used to collect the piss, and then use it in the fabric industry, dye industry, back in the day. Because they didn't have bleach, but they could get ammonia out of fermenting pig.
Yeah, yeah.
This cannot be healthy for you.
They actually used fermented urane that had converted into ammonia to clean stuff on pirate ships. Because the rum was only good for drinking.
Oh, that's fine.
Your clothes smell like piss. But this,
there's a difference. You're using the ammonia to clean stuff to sterilize it? Okay, yeah. Got it. God. You're not f***ing drinking it. That is absolutely disgusting.
If they ran out of rum, you never know. I'm just saying.
It's typically not very good to drink your own pee. I've never done it, never will.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't want to find out, bro.
Watch yourself some Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and leave the butt hurt at home, okay?